This Sunday is Father's Day, an annual celebration designed to warm the hearts of dads and retailers alike. Department stores blanket the newspapers with advertising campaigns, hoping to sell more than just the time-honored necktie. But these efforts haven't impressed our commentator John Carroll, who thinks dads still get a raw deal on their big day.
I'm not a parent, but I act like one around my nieces and nephews. By simply observing real parents at work, I've managed to teach myself to say things like, "Hey, why don't you take it outside, kids?" And, "Look, that is not a toy." This approach has worked so well that one of my nieces consistently calls me Mr. Uncle John. With this kind of attitude toward children, I feel vaguely qualified to speak about Father's Day advertising. And frankly, I think it reflects pretty badly on dads as a group. Hideous neckties aside, the Father's Day gifts that are advertised most aggressively each year are cologne, recliners, and bottles of liquor. Nice image of dad, huh? A tippling, smelly layabout. Moms get a pretty scarf, some flowers, and dinner at a nice restaurant on their day. Dads get a lazy boy, a highball, and left alone. Oh, and if they've been really good, they also get a knee-length apron that says something like, "Cooking fish gives me a haddock." Department stores have done their best to expand the merchandise universe for Father's Day. They've started advertising everything from electric toothbrushes to toaster ovens as appropriate gifts for dad, or as they like to call him, your favorite guy. The majority of stores also adopt some campaign theme that revolves around sports, reflecting the popular view that dad's range of interest is about as wide as a stick of gum. But even sports themes can become problematic. For instance, one local department store is using Wade Boggs as its poster dad this year. Now there's a guy we can all look up to. I'm surprised the store didn't use Roxanne Pulitzer for its Mother's Day ads. Another chain of stores is using the theme MVP, Most Valuable Pop. Kind of makes it sound like you've got a whole bunch of dads to choose from. I know the nuclear family is out of style these days, but I hadn't heard that the laws of genetics were repealed as well. Still another department store says, "First in your eyes, dads far above par." Come on, being over par is what golfing dads squander their Saturday mornings to avoid. There's no reason to rub it in. But Dan Quayle will quote Homer before you see a headline that says, "Let dad know he's way below par." It's just not going to fly. The one department store that did skip the sports motif didn't do dad any favors either. Their theme was, "Time to be dad." An ad featuring watches and cologne has this copy: "Elegant maneuvers, essential timing, having it all." Sounds like dad's been stepping out a bit. Time to be responsible, dad. Maybe it'll get you a nice toaster oven.
John Carroll is head of Carroll Creative and a columnist for Ad Week. This is WBU.